SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
After I graduated, I already went overseas because I just wanted to see the world.
Ganito kadeterminadong abutin ang mga pangarap ng branding and packaging designer na si Brian Liagas na tubong Novaliches, Quezon City sa Pilipinas. Dahil matapos kasing gumraduate sa kursong Industrial Design sa UP Diliman, agad itong tumungo sa Saigon, Vietnam para magtrabaho. At tumagal ito ng 11 taon. Giit niya, bago siya makakuha ng malaking break sa kanyang career sa Vietnam, nagsimula siyang maging designer ng mga scented candles.
So I worked in Saigon, in Vietnam. And I was there for 11 years working as a branding and packaging designer. So there's a lot of work with local brands. So local brands and international brands. The biggest one that we've worked with in Vietnam was Coca-Cola and Nescafe. So I was able to work with the Coke Vietnamese Lunar New Year campaign for like 2 years. So that's all across Vietnam, and it's our design in the Coke packaging and all the Coke campaigns.
Kwento niya, malaki din ang kanyang iginugol na panahon para ma-develop ang kanyang skill sa pagdidisenyo.
At uni, tinuruan kami na ito yung creative process, ito yung design process. Ito yung proseso kung paano ka magde-design for packaging, but that was just a few semesters, so a few units. It's not enough. So I think for me, it's the interest really in focusing on packaging, researching, but also sometimes you just have to move away from your desk and go for a walk. And then if you're looking at, for example, homeware, so what I would do is I would visit furniture shops to get inspiration, or I would look at magazines focused on like furniture design or homeware design. With packaging design, it's tambay ako ng supermarket. So usually if I go to the supermarket, it will take me, for normal people, it's like what, 10, 15 minutes, 20. Maybe I will spend like an hour and a half because I would look at all the designs. So that's how I would get inspiration. And it's not about like, You borrow, if you get that inspiration, you borrow from the inspiration, not necessarily copying it, right? So that's how I sort of like honed the design eye that I have for packaging design.
Sa kanyang pamamalagi sa bansang Vietnam, marami ang kanyang isinaalang-alang bilang branding and packaging designer para lamang magustuhan ang kanyang mga kliyente, tulad ng pag-unawa ng kanilang kultura.
Moving to Vietnam, it's very Asian. So I realized, like when I was designing packaging in Vietnam, some of the designs that I thought looked really good, the clients weren't choosing them. And I was, yung parang napaisip ako na, bakit hindi pinipili yung design ko na I think looks good? Ang pinipili nila yung mga design na hindi aesthetically pleasing for me with my Western eye. So I think what I did was I sort of had to retrain yung design brain ko kung paano mag-design for the Vietnamese market. So again, doing a lot of research, understanding the nuance of the Vietnamese culture. So na laman ko na there are certain colors that you can't use. So like black, white, there are colors that are auspicious. So like red and yellow, because those are lucky colors. If your design has something sharp, it's considered unlucky. So there's a formula, but you sort of have to mold that a little bit to make it look nice. So from there, so na develop yung critical thinking na culturally you have to consider that, like the cultural context. So when I moved here, that's also what I did. Like I researched and sort of observed, because that's what I like to do as a designer, just observe how people act, in behavior, kung ano yung mga designs na gusto ng mga tao. So it's the same principle na in-apply ko moving to Australia.
Taong 2015, nagdesisyon itong mag-Australia kasama ang kanyang partner na Australiano. Kwento ni Brian, hindi naging madali sa kanya na makapasok sa industriya. Pero nabuhayan ito ng loob nang bigyan ng break ng kanyang boss.
Trying to get into the design industry here is very hard. Because even though you have like years and years of experience, right? They would always look for the expertise, like the Australian experience, which if you're a migrant, you wouldn't have any, right? So I think I was lucky because I was able to find a job after 3 months. And also my boss then sort of, she put a lot of faith in me as a Filipino designer who's just new to Australia.
Matapos makapagsimula ng career dito sa bansa, kanya nang nalalaman ang mga pagkakaiba ng Australian market kung pagdidisenyo ang pag-uusapan at para ma-achieve ito. Kwento niya, mag-negotiate.
I think yung sa akin yung the larrikin, the Australian larrikin, the cheeky, not taking themselves seriously, it's always in the briefs. So ako naman eh, sabi ko, ano yung larrikin? So ginugol ko siya, so hinahanap yung meaning para maintindihan ko. So in a sense, yung mga designs in Australia, I'm not generalizing na lahat ng designs is like this, but there is a sense of cheekiness and not taking themselves too seriously in the design. So it's very lighthearted. It's a very difficult balance to achieve because you're a designer, you want to make things look nice, and then you have clients, so that could be your brand managers or marketing managers who have the brief, and they always want to make their logo big, the claims on the pack big, and everything big, but make it look beautiful, right? So it's a negotiation, that's what I would say. That's how you achieve this perfect balance of functionality and also making it look nice enough.
Samantala, naibahagi na din ito ang kaibahan ng pag-uugali ng mga Asians at Australians kung ang pakikipag-negosasyon ang pag-uusapan. Natutunan din niyang maging malakas ang loob para panindigan ang kanyang ginawang disenyo.
Asian clients, like in Vietnam, it's very, again, I might say something really contentious, authoritarian. Like if you have like the CEO, you just have to be like, yes, 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 this is the design, that's very respectful and polite. With Aussie clients, hindi siya formal, which is good. It's like just having a conversation. But what I've noticed is we like to speak over each other. Aussies like to speak. Like, so as a Filipino, I needed to learn how to be more assertive. And if I spoke over someone, that it's not rude. Like I just have to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but and then continue speaking, because otherwise, if you're trying to present, there's no point in you just being there and not being able to say anything because everyone's talking over each other.
Sabi niya, sa bawat disenyo, dapat isaalang-alang na bagay din sa pangangailangan at kaugalian ng mga customers.
Normal process would be you would design something and then you would think of the colors that would work. So if it's new, then you can suggest new colors, but with R-Nuts, because they've been around for a very long time, you have to sort of stick with similar colors. Otherwise, yung consumers would say, bakit iba yung itsura ng packaging? And then you also would go through consumer research. So yung designs na napili ng kliyente, for example, ite-test with clients kung okay pa siya o hindi. Tapos, based sa feedback ng mga consumers, ititweak namin yung design.
At bilang isang Pinoy branding and packaging designer, isa sa kanyang malaking break dito sa Australia ang magdisenyo ng sikat na Australian biscuit brand.
I'd like to say Tim Tams, but wala akong emotional attachment sa Tim Tams. Everyone was like, oh my God, you're working on Tim Tams. And I was, okay, yes. Parang walang effect, no? I think for me, it's in general Arnott's, your Arnott's biscuits. So if you walked on the biscuit aisle, all the Arnott's biscuits, that's from us, that's our work. That's nearly a year's worth of work in a lot of meetings with the clients. It was really difficult, but nung natapos na yung project, it was really worth it because if you walk through the supermarket aisle and you see all the Arnott's biscuits and that's your work, it's really fulfilling as a designer. You have the Arnott's brand, so we call that the master brand, and you sort of work out a design system. So you have the master brand and then the sub brand below it, or like the descriptor. So within each of those sub brands, you work out a design to make sure that it's different from the other sub brand. But also, if you step back and look at the whole set of Arnott's master brand biscuits, they all look like a family. So you use fonts, so specific fonts, colors, you can use textures, the way that you show the biscuits or the product. So if you style it a certain way, you can make that look into one subgroup, and then you can make that different from the other sub-brands.
Dahil sa kanyang mga karanasan, maituturing din ito na hindi pangkaraniwan ang kanyang ginagampan ng karera.
Because like this field with packaging design, it allows me to be different types of designers. So within a packaging project, hindi ka lang designer ng packaging. Ano ka rin, typographer. So yung logo, ika-craft mo yan. Kailangan mo ng typographic crafting skills. Art director ka rin. Kasi halimbawa yung project kailangan mong i-shoot, yung product. So art director kasama na rin doon. Kasama rin dyan yung pakikipag-negotiate sa mga kliyente. So how do you creatively negotiate or sell the designs to the client? So for me, yung packaging design, it's like all aspects of design in one. So that makes it interesting. So for me as a designer, it keeps the day from becoming boring because I might be doing something this week and that's going to be totally different next week. So maybe for 2 days, sa biscuits ako mag-focus, diba? And then next day, beer naman. And then the next day, orange juice. And then the next day, iba na naman. Also the perks of getting samples from clients.
Sa ngayon, ipinagpaliban muna ng packaging designer ang kanyang karera at pinagtuunan ng pansin ang kanyang PhD sa Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology University. Ang kanyang research ay nakatuon para mabawasan ang food waste gamit ang kanyang angking galing at kasanayan sa pagdidisenyo.
After working sa packaging, right, for like nearly 20 years, it came to a point na parang nagigilty na ako. Because you work with plastics, for example, and also naisip ko na nagko-contribute ba ako sa problema sa mundo. So there was a project that came up for a PhD scholarship, and it's on food waste, and it's utilizing my specific skills in packaging, so it involves. A greater issue is food waste, really, more than plastics. A big part of that is sa supermarket, so especially us, like yung mga consumers, pag may kontring blemish yung gula, yung prutas, hindi binibili, so that then makes the supermarkets pick perfect looking fruit to sell. And if you've seen like War on Waste on the ABC, you can see how much perfectly edible food is not used or not sold. It just goes to, I don't know, landfill or like compost.
Sa datos mula National Food Waste Strategy Feasibility Study ng Australia taong 2023, dahil sa pag-aaksaya ng pagkain, umaabot sa halos $36.6 bilyong dolyar bawat taon ang epekto sa ekonomiya ng bansa. Naaaksaya naman sa halos 7.6 milyong tonelada na pagkain sa buong supply chain. Ito ay katumbas ng 312 kilos bawat taon at maaaring magkakahalaga ng hanggang $2,500 bawat bahay taon-taon. At lumalabas din na ang mga household o mga kabahayan ang may pinakamaraming pag-aaksaya ng pagkain sa buong bansa, na responsable sa humigit kumulang 30% ng kabuuang halaga. Ito ay katumbas na halos 2.5 milyong tonelada bawat taon. Pahabol naman na payo ni Brian Liagas sa gustong tahakin ang kanyang career.
Skills-wise in design, you could always learn that. You could always develop the skill. But if no one knows that you're there, right? If you're not self-advocating for yourself that, hey, I'm really interested in breaking into the design industry, in packaging design, in branding, unless you actually put yourself out there and put your CVs out, speak to people, join events, or like join organizations like AGDA, for example, you wouldn't be able to break through.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.